Alexa, set timer for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, starting now.
Thank you. Hi everyone, welcome back to Comedy 101. So what we're gonna do today is, instead of reading that big book, most of you might remember, my big book of riddles. I'm gonna read that today during this episode. But if you have not seen those episodes, if you're newer watching this podcast, what I did was I did riddles. So what I'm gonna do today is I'm gonna read some riddles to you all today. I'm only gonna do one chapter, and this chapter is only 5 pages, and then I'm gonna end it. Sorry I'm writing so much, but I'm pretty tired today, so, and I need to get in bed early for bingo tomorrow. So, here we go. On the page. Okay, you know what I'm gonna do first, everyone, is that way you guys can hear that your support. I'm gonna read you the introduction. And then I'll read the jokes, that way I can do a little more time. Okay, introduction. This book grew out of my many years, especially our experience. Professional librarian working with children. Where are the little books? And this young, do you have any more little books? Where two names frequently asked by many young readers. And once through a riddle book or two questions asked by many young readers. And once through a riddle book or two, the reader was ready to search out a likely victim on whom his I'm gonna spell this, maybe you guys can, maybe you'll know what it is. It's REPORTOIR. Could be practiced. A librarian was as good as any of this supposed a purpose. The children soon discovered that I could be relied on to listen to anyone who had a riddle to tell. Their pleasure in riddles proved contagious. Soon I became addicted to telling riddles of my own. Our exchange of riddles back and forth over the years resulted in a substantial connection which forms the core of this book. Why do children enjoy riddles so immensely? First, riddles are based on language and logic. To tell a riddle, all you need to do is communicate with someone capable of understanding what you are saying. There are no rules to riddles, and you don't need any equipment either. Second, language, English in particular, have a large number of words that with more than one meaning. These are words provide a last reservoir of material from which riddles may be developed. For example, question: how can a leopard change his spots? Answer: move to another place. Okay, and then this riddle depends on the double meaning of spot as both a mark on a leopard's coat and as a physical location. Another rich s- was a fiddle. Fun comes from the fact that the expected or reasonable answer turns out to be the wrong one. For example, question, why do surgeons wear masks during operations? Answer, because if they make a mistake, no one will know who did it. Yeah, that's wrong. The reasonable explanation that surgeons wear masks for purposes of medical hygiene and replaced by a ridiculous answer that they want to hide their identity and the event they slip up. Okay. No punishment awaits failure to answer the This might be boring, but that's how it gets somebody just more, like to know how this book started. So I wanted to read it to you guys. Riddles we ask each other. An ability to answer them correctly has no real or serious consequences, but much of the fun. Yeah, much of the fun in the asking riddles are not really intended to be solitary affairs. Enjoying riddles usually begins around second grade or at about 7 years of age, when riddles quickly become children's favorite form of verbal play. Just as physical play helps to develop the young body of adult life, verbal play helps sharpen young minds. Often riddles reach the children something they did not know before about words or about logical relationships. When this happens, the riddle becomes a learning experience. This collection is intended to provide a rich source of vitals for children of any age or stage of attainment. See, there are simple riddles and complex ones. Outright gags and mental puzzlers, puns and conundrums, classic battles and contemporary ones. My object was to furnish a single giant riddle book which will serve the child from his earliest interest and riddles right on through adulthood. The scope and variety of the riddles in the collection will, I hope, not only provide endless hours of amusement, but also help to Alexa, how much time do I have left?
You have 12 minutes left on your 30-minute timer.
Okay, that should be enough to read the chapter. But first, I'm gonna take a drink. I can get to it. Yeah, I can. Okay. That was hard, but I did it. Okay, chapter one, just like a joke book, it has chapters. So chapter one is warm-ups. What happens when you throw a green rock in the Red Sea? It gets wet. What does envelope say when you lick it? Nothing. It just shuts up. Why shouldn't you tell a secret to a pig? Because he is a squealer. Where do frogs sit on total stores? Why should you leave your watch home when you take an airplane? Because time flies away. If a man were born in Greece, raised in Spain, came to America and died in San Francisco. Where is he? Dead. Okay. How can you tell two witches apart? It's not easy to tell which witch is which. What weighs more? A pound of lead or a pound of feathers? They weigh the same. Why did the man have to fish the... Why did the man have to fix the horn of his car? Because it didn't give a hoot. Why did the nutty kid throw a bucket of water out of the window? He wanted to make a big splash. Why did the nutty kid throw butter out of the window? He wanted to see a butterfly. Why did the nutty kid throw a glass of water out of the window? He wanted to see a waterfall. What paper makes you itch? Scratch paper. What can you break without touching it? Your promise. Why do people always say to you a penny for your thoughts? Because that's all they are worth. A man was driving a black truck. His lights were not on. The moon was not out. A lady was crossing the street. How did the man see her? It was a bright sunny day. What is a Mexican weather report? Chilly today, hot tempo. What doesn't get any wetter no matter how much it rains? The ocean. Almost done. What animal makes the most of its food? The giraffe. It makes a little girl a long way. What insect gets A's in English? A spelling bee. When a dirty kid has finished taking a bath, what is still dirty? The bathtub. What kind of bath can you take without water? A sun bath. What time is the same spelled backward or forwards? Noon. What do you get if you cross an insect and a rabbit? Bugs Bunny. Why can't you read a story about a bed? It hasn't been made up yet. Why did the kid avoid the cemetery? He wouldn't be caught dead there. If a 50-cent piece and a quarter were on the Empire State Building, which would jump off first, the quarter, because it has less sense and then in parentheses it says sense and close parentheses sense. What did the bee say to the flower? Hello, honey. What did the fly say to the flypaper? I'm stuck on you. Hold on, puppy. What did the tree say to the woodpecker? You bore me. What color was... Sorry, Peppy. It was loud. How did Joseph happen to suck? Sorry, guys. I was talking about them. Anyway. Okay. So where were we? What did the guy say to the flypaper? What did the tree say to the woodpecker? You bore me. Oh yeah, we read that. What color was Napoleon's white horse? Right. Why did the chicken put his clock in the oven? Why did the kid put his clock in the oven? He wanted to have a hot time. Okay, last page. And we have... It's only 5 pages. What? We still have a lot of them. Yeah, I think I'll stop there, guys. Oh, yeah, it's chapter 2. Okay, so... yeah, guys, I think I'll stop there for the day. Because I have to do a whole lot to get to chapter 2. Okay, Alexa. How much time do I have left?
You have 1 minute left on your 30-minute timer.
Okay. Guys, I hope you all like that. I'm sorry if I bored you with that introduction thing, but I wanted to read that to you all. But I hope you like riddles. That was really fun. I love riddles and jokes. They're very awesome. But, yeah, I will be back with more. I don't know what I'm going to read next week, but I'll be back with something this week. And please go spread the word about my podcast. I keep forgetting to tell you guys this, so I need to start telling you this. Heather, aka Phoebe, always says it's hers, And I asked my dad and Alexa, so I said, oh yeah, I forgot. Alexa, start timer.
Timer for how long?
Start. And I said, oh yeah, I need to start doing that too. And I told her how I forget. But yeah, please spread the word, everyone. If someone likes to laugh at it, tell them to join our lovely family of watching this. Because I would love to have as many fans as I can. Well, guys, all right, have a good week. I'll be back with more next Thursday. Bye, and have a good week.